Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We should hit a high in the upper 70s. Right now in Madison, we are sitting at 69 degrees. So, wow, it just feels like yesterday, Kitty, that you and I sat down here. But it was 105 years ago today that radio started. And I think we've been in this room for that whole time. No, today is National Radio Day. And yes, we're still here. And I have to be honest that people say to me, like, why? How'd you get into radio, or why are you in radio? And honestly, since I was about the age of 9, I wanted to be in radio. I just loved the medium. There was a jock that I've talked about many times here that I grew up listening to in Chicago, Larry Lujack, and I just loved what he did and how he was my companion as I got ready for school in the morning, and then how there were other guys who were my companion before I went to bed. That it was just so cool that you flick the switch and there you go. And then I just, you know,
that's
felt
such
like,
a happy
isn't it?
Story.
It is, though. But there is something about, you know, us talking to you and, you know, that connection that we're just sitting in this little room and you imagine here's how we look and then you see us and you realize it's way different.
Yeah. Anyway, but now people know what we look like from social media. So that kind of ruined that right there.
But indeed.
I got my first radio job during the Carter administration.
Wow.
And I'm still not eligible for Social Security, or for Medicare anyway.
Yeah.
But I actually got into radio on the journalistic side of things because I thought it would be good experience for being a writer.
Sure.
And then somewhere along the line, I discovered talking's way easier
it's
than writing.
It's a lot more fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, Jonathan. This is your old friend Gary calling.
Gary, what's up, buddy?
Well, you know, I just heard you talking about how you got introduced to radio, and I thought, oh, my God, I just had this flashback. And, you know, I just turned 78 a couple of weeks ago. But so I lived
in
Chicago.
Did you get our card? We sent you one.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I just want money. I don't want cards anymore.
Right.
But I lived in Chicago, in that area. Well, Chicago Heights I lived in for a couple of years. And I listened to Larry Lujack religiously. And I was dating. I was like 21 then. I was dating this girl, and she really wanted to get married and engaged and all this stuff, and I did not. But back then, if you remember, Larry Lujack, he used to do a Chicken Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going way back, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm old. So anyhow, you could get a Chicken Man ring from Larry Lujack, see? So I got this, I sent away for this ring, and it was a blue band with a yellow chicken foot on it. So I took this girl out for a date. You know, we'd been dating for 2 years. And then I said, hey, I got something for you, and I had it in a nice box, and she opened it up, and it was a Chicken Man ring. Well, about 2 weeks later, she eloped with some other guy.
Works
I had no clue she was even seeing somebody, and I thought, I guess the Chicken Man ring didn't do it. But anyhow,
well,
I thought you'd like that
I hope you got the ring back, man.
No, I wish I could have, but she just took off, you know. So, so anyhow, I just thought... maybe you like that Chicken Man memory.
That's beautiful. Thank you, man.
Oh, you take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.